KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 342-4864.
Winter is coming, and so is the flu season. You can protect yourself from influenza by getting your flu shot, and this year it's more important than ever. The flu can have serious health consequences, and getting your flu vaccine is the most important thing you can do to protect yourself and your family from this disease. Make an appointment to get your flu shot at Flint Hills Community Health Center. Call 342-4864 in Emporia or 620-583-7436 in Eureka. Learn more at flinthillshealth.org.
KVOE News time is 8:28, which is Newsmaker 2 time here on this bright and early Thursday morning, and we're pleased to have a number of guests with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here today as we talk about USD 252 Honor Flight. From Hartford, we have a student Kira Westhoff and teacher Stacy Garrett. From Olpe, we have Taylor Cole, Jed Cole, Connor Keezer, all students, and Megan McGuire, teacher over at Olpe as well.
And we have Mike Argabright, Superintendent USD 252, with us here this morning, too.
So all right.
I think we're all here. We're all gathered. And it is great to be able to talk about Honor Flight, which will be taking flight in just a couple of short weeks. Mike, good morning to you.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So give us the Honor Flight flight date.
November 1st and 2nd. We leave very early November 1st.
Outstanding. So how exciting is it to be able to get back to getting these veterans to Washington, D.C. after our COVID delays?
I think everyone's thrilled, and it's been 2 years, really, since we've been able to take a flight. And unfortunately, we've lost a few veterans that were on our application list since then. So that's the driver, one of the drivers that keeps us going and making sure we get our flight scheduled and we raise the money to do that. So we're excited.
Mike, along those lines, before we start bringing in the students and also the teaching staff here that's going to be taking the trip along with you, what type of COVID-19 protocols are in place here for the upcoming trip?
All of our attendees have to be vaccinated. We have to wear masks pretty much the entire time. Any time we're on transportation, which includes the airlines and the buses, which we're on a lot, and then eating outside. And there's several other protocols that we're following with COVID, but those are probably the major ones adjusted to.
All right, let's head to Olpe and welcome in Megan McGuire. Megan, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. I know you've been instrumental in organizing Honor Flight USD 252 since its inception. How do you feel about getting going again?
Oh, I'm very excited. I'm very excited for the trip. It's been a long time since we've gone, and I joke with Mike all the time that it's like we've started over because I keep remembering things that we need to do, but it's going to be ready to go, and our students have done a great job, so we're ready to roll.
Outstanding. Speaking of students here, let's talk with Taylor Cole. And Taylor, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What had you interested in joining the Honor Flight process when this was announced?
You know, my older sister did it, and she had so much fun, and she made a special connection with her veteran, and I'm looking to do the same thing.
So have you met your veteran then?
I have.
So what was the process? How did you meet, and what's the conversations been like?
So Honor Flight does a lot of fundraising before we actually go, and I first met him at our fundraising that we do for homecoming, and the conversation was great. He's really sweet. I met his wife. Yeah, it's been really fun.
That's what this is all about. So you excited about getting to D.C. then, Taylor?
I am.
What is the thing that you have maybe in mind the most? What are you most excited about maybe visiting, or what has you most excited about that 2-day experience in the flight to and back?
The memorial I want to see the most is the Vietnam, because it's very special, and I do have a Vietnam vet, and I think it's going to be a very special experience for him.
I bet it will be.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Jed Cole. Jed, how are you?
Pretty good.
You excited about the upcoming Honor Flight trip?
Oh, probably too excited.
Too excited.
Too excited,
yeah.
Really.
Hold that back then a little bit. So you've met your veteran then?
Oh, yeah.
So how's that been?
Oh, pretty good. I mean, I called him one night, said, hey, you willing to meet today? And we met at Brahms. I thought it was going to be a 30-minute conversation, turned into 2 hours. And, yeah, he's nice, but it's just going to be a blast.
What had you interested in joining Honor Flight, and what has you most excited about the trip?
Just seeing all of the stories, just hearing all of the stories that people that have already been on the trip have been telling us. It just sounds like a lot of fun. And what I want to see most is I want to see some of the veterans cry, because some of them have never been thanked or honored like they're about to be. So that's just what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, it is special. Even some of the treks through the airports, the veterans are honored and recognized, and getting to see the memorials is certainly an emotional time for many of the veterans that they get to go. Connor Keyser. Connor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Honor Flight, why do you want to get involved?
Well, my sister's been on it before, and, you know, she told me that it was just such a great experience and all that. And my dad is also a veteran, so it also has more of a special connection there to make me want to honor them more.
Talk a little bit about that veteran tie that's in your family here, and kind of how that prompted you to be involved.
Well, my dad was in the Navy back a while, I'm not sure when, but he just has always instilled that you should honor those who have served, and that you should always just give full respect to people that have given so much to this country.
So how has your pre-flight meeting been with your veteran?
Well, it's been pretty good. I've seen him just a few times, talked to him on the phone. He's such a good guy.
And it sounds really like that is one of the numerous running threads here with Honor Flight is just the level of conversations, the level of partnerships and relationships, and also really the high quality character of the veterans that are going on this trip. What do you want to see the most here when it comes to the trip here to Washington, D.C. and the nearby communities there?
Well, I'd say I'm most excited to see, like Taylor said, the Vietnam Memorial, because I feel like we have a lot of Vietnam vets with us on this trip. My veteran was also a Vietnam era vet, so I think it's going to be a really good experience to have them go and see their memorial.
Yeah, great experience indeed. Let's head to Hartford. Kira Westhoff. Kira, good morning.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. How about you?
Doing great.
I'm good.
Thank you. So why Honor Flight? Why do you want to get involved?
So my grandpa, he was a veteran, and he passed before he could go. So I'm doing this in honor of him.
That had to be, it sounds like you had an Honor Flight trip that was already planned here. So that obviously had to be difficult that he couldn't go. But are you going to be doing anything special here, I guess, to carry his honor forward here as you take the trip here in a couple of weeks?
Yes, we're going to be taking pictures at some of the different memorials and sites, and so I'm going to be able to take a picture with his Air Force site.
So have you met the veteran you'll be escorting, Kira?
Not in person, but virtually, yes.
Okay.
How'd that conversation go?
I absolutely love my veteran. He is so cool.
Well, that's great to hear. So I know you're looking forward to a lot, and it's going to be a special trip, Kira, especially for you heading to Washington, D.C. And Stacy Garrett is a teacher in Hartford. Stacy, how are you?
I am good. Thank you for having us on this morning.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Honor Flight, obviously, this is something that is not only very special to the veterans. We have heard from veterans through the years here that just have glowing remarks about not only the trip to Washington, D.C. and to see the memorials, but even on top of that, Stacy, it's the relationship that the veterans get to make with these students that turns out to be very special.
Yeah, it is very special, and that's the important connection with this trip, is for the kids to get a real piece of history by that personal communication and the trip, so that they can experience that with their veterans.
Talk a little bit about organizing those meetings here between students and their veterans, but also the fundraising side of things to help this process move forward so that these trips can take place every year.
Yeah, there's quite a bit that goes on ahead of the trip, and the fundraisers are a big part of that. The kids, actually, they do quite a bit of the work as well, so they are in charge of setting up those meetings with their veterans and some of that communication. They work with the elementary students to get some communication from our students throughout our entire school. So our student guardians are pretty important on this trip.
Bring back Megan McGuire, teacher at Olpe. Now, Megan, you've been involved with this for a long time. Obviously, you've seen these relationships, and, you know, the veterans come back with just great things to say about the students. But obviously, in hearing from these students, Megan, that's very important to them, too.
It is. Our students stay in contact with their vets, the majority of them, for quite some time. There's different activities that our students are involved in, whether it be during the summer or during the school year, and most of the time you see veterans there, so that's really special. And when they come back to our fundraisers or they come to a football game, it's nice to see them be able to connect. They're hugging each other, they're texting back and forth, they're sending funny things through messages, so it's really special to see.
So, Megan, who's in charge of all the logistics? A lot has to go into this to get the veterans and get everybody lined up, the flights, the rooms, the memorials. How does that all work?
Well, it's a group effort, and if it wasn't a group effort, I think somebody would go crazy, but Dr. Argerbright does a lot. Stacy does a lot. I do a lot. We have individuals over at the board office that do a ton of the back work. The students really are in charge of certain parts of it, so they are really hands-on in preparing everything. One, it's great because this is a trip that they're helping to provide for the veterans, so they have some ownership in it. But also, we have leadership and civic engagement classes at both schools that we're trying to emphasize how important it is to be civically engaged. And they get to see all the back work that goes into making this 48 hours as special as it can be. So they play a huge role.
And, Mike, I wanted to get your thoughts here about the community buy-in here with Honor Flight as well, because clearly the students are thoroughly engaged. They're in on this. The veterans are thoroughly engaged. But you obviously need to have the community support, and there's a really wide community radius here that's involved here in helping out, whether it's with the fundraising or other means of support.
Yeah, the list of community partnerships we have with this program is very large, and I wouldn't do it justice because there's so many of them. But, you know, a few of our major ones, Newman Regional, they're a major partnership, and they, you know, a lot of our nurses or medical staff that help us on each trip come from them, and they allow that to happen. And Dr. Heitman has been with us from the start, and he's a veteran, and so that we have several partnerships to answer your question. It's very large. It's very heartwarming because they all want to show their appreciation to veterans.
Well, I do want to mention that Honor Flight, for those who might not know, this is something that USD 252 has been doing for a number of years, but this is an opportunity for veterans to fly to Washington, D.C. to see all the memorials. And this is absolutely free of charge for the veterans. But, Mike, you know, this isn't cheap to pull off. Fundraising is a big part. So what does a trip monetarily look like? I mean, what do you look at funding-wise heading into one Honor Flight trip?
Yeah, Ron, so when we started several years ago, it was around $33,000, and now we're approaching that $40,000 per trip. And we schedule two trips per year, and as long as we can raise the dollars, we're going to continue it because it's just a worthy program. And so it is costly. It's, you know, it ranges from about $650 to up to $800 a participant, to give you a perspective. But we see a lot of things. We do a lot of things. And if you visit Washington, D.C. on your own, you won't see as many things as we do in 2 days, because it's just it's well organized, and it's boom, 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 and we hit one spot and go to the other. So it's very gratifying.
If people would like more information about the Honor Flight program, Mike, or would like to donate, because you do have another trip, I believe, coming up in the spring, correct?
We do. We have one in late April. I'm going to give you those dates. I think it's the April 25th and 26th we have scheduled. So if they have questions or just want to reach out, any of the teachers are good. Dr. Heitman, Gerald Karras, if you know any of those people, they're outstanding or USD252.org and call us. We'll get you connected.
Now, as far as veterans that may be interested in taking the trip, is the spring flight full, Mike?
It is not. It will be. We have probably a list of still over 80 veterans. It will be. And some of them that were on this trip pushed to the spring for different reasons. And another thing that affects who is on the trip is we have some veterans with some, and some of them are younger veterans, but they have medical issues. And fortunately, the family let us know that. So that will move you up on the list so that we can get you to Washington, D.C. So there's several factors in that. We have a long waiting list. That's one of the drivers for us to keep moving forward. But they do have to have an application in, the veterans.
And where can they get those applications, Mike?
USD252.org.
Okay.
And there'll be a link on there. There's a separate link for Honor Flight.
Well, thanks for all you do. I mean, you can't put a price tag on the impact that it's making on not only the students, but these veterans. And we like to honor our veterans all we possibly can. So we appreciate all you do. Mike, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Megan, thanks.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Connor, Jed, Taylor, thank you.
Thank you.
Stacy, thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Kara, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Have a great day, you all.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. So USD 252, that's Kara Westhoff, a Hartford student, Stacy Garrett, a teacher in Hartford, and Olpe students Taylor Cole, Jed Cole, and Connor Kieser. Olpe teacher Megan McGuire and USD 252 superintendent Mike Argabright on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, Chuck.
All right. Don't forget we still have our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight coming up here shortly after headlines. Victoria Partridge of Communities in Schools of Mid-America is joining us for that. Tomorrow we've got a busy 8 o'clock hour as well because we'll have an 8:05 newscast interview. Stephanie Achille, Bailey Estes, Alita Baldridge set to join us talking about new procedures and really a reorganization at the Emporia Animal Shelter and What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton, both coming up in that 8 o'clock hour tomorrow.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Flint Hills Community Health Center, your medical home. Flint Hills Community Health Center, 420 West 15th. Call 342-4864. Good morning, it's 844.
I'm Jamie Souter, and I would appreciate your vote on November 2nd for Emporia City Commission. Our